The governor portrays as an asset the wage trends we've been reporting on. Bureau of Labor Statistics data show Idaho has the largest percentage of minimum wage workers in the country. Idaho's average per capita personal income is second from the bottom. In a letter sent to 79 gun and ammunition makers in 28 states, the governor highlights Idaho's low wages as a way for those companies to save money. The letter reads, quote, "Business profits increase in Idaho. Idaho's average cost for our highly skilled, often custom-trained workforce is 21% less than Connecticut." Idaho Department of Commerce spokeswoman Megan Ronk says her agency calculated workforce cost differences for each of the states where letters were sent. Ronk declined to provide a list of the companies or states that received the letters. Governor Otter spokesman John Hanyan says they're using all tools available to entice new businesses to Idaho.
I think the point he was making is that our workforce is highly competitive for prospective employers.
You mentioned taxes and other the cost of living is lower here, but so are wages. Is that a concern?
I think we're going to leverage every advantage that we have here in Idaho to attract business. And, you know, I think the governor is a businessman.
The Otter administration hasn't been shy about making it clear Idaho welcomes the gun industry. The letter also mentions Idaho's low energy and health insurance costs, recent tax cuts, and a balanced state budget. Hanyan says Governor Otter's main selling point is that Idaho is predictable for business. For State Impact Idaho, I'm Emily Ritter-Saunders.